The question of whether a smelter in British Columbia can be held liable in Washington state for cross-border pollution is now in the hands of a federal judge. Lawyers argued the case in Yakima today. At issue is refining waste dumped in the Columbia River just north of the border in Canada, which then washed downstream. Correspondent Tom Bonser reports from Yakima.
A platoon of corporate, tribal, and state attorneys argued for a full day whether Canadian smelter owner Teck Metals can be hauled into a U.S. court to answer for pollution permitted by British Columbia. The historic smelter waste contained toxic metals, including lead, mercury, arsenic, and cadmium. Lawyers for the Colville tribes claimed Teck knew the fast-moving Columbia River would carry its pollution into Washington and therefore can be held liable here. Teck Metals vigorously disputes the jurisdiction. Colville tribal leader John Cyrus says the long-running case has reached a significant point.
If this decision is favorable, and we certainly expect it to be, I think it's going to mark a certain milestone in this process to finally get some action taken on the river to clean it up.
Federal District Court Judge Lonnie Succo indicated he would take his time issuing his ruling. The big smelter in the small town of Trail, British Columbia, stopped disposing slag and slurry in the Columbia in 1995. I'm Tom Bonsi in Yakima.